This is Northwest News from KPLU. Since the gold rush, Seattle has had its booms and busts. With each population swell, there's been talk and maybe some grumbling about who's coming and what mark they'll leave on the city. KPLU's Monica Spain has more on the latest migration.
If your suspicion is that the so-called tech boom is ushering in a new group of techies from California, you might not be far off. But that's not the whole story either. Redfin, the online realty company with its user data on home buying behavior, says buyers from San Francisco's Bay Area indeed have their eye on Seattle. In fact, the number of Redfin home buyers who closed a deal in Seattle doubled over the same seven-month period in 2015 compared with last year. Neela Richardson is chief economist at Redfin. She says they're coming for the lifestyle, which tends to be more kid-friendly.
There's a lot of single-family homes in the actual city, and that's a dramatic turnaround from San Francisco.
Richardson says inventory is low in both cities, but there are still more affordable homes in Seattle compared to the Bay Area, where the median home price is $1.3 million. Seattle isn't the only destination, though. Tech workers can telecommute from anywhere, so they're also considering cities like Portland and places in the Midwest where they can have more square footage once they start to have children. But it is notable, when people move here, they really are coming to the city. That's a change from the dot-com bubble of the late 1990s. Here's Alan Derning, executive director at Sightline Institute, a public policy think tank in Seattle.
It's happening in the center city much more than past several. That is, there's less sprawl happening.
So, can you blame the migration on any one business sector in Seattle? Neela Richardson at Redfin says, not really.
It's easy to point the finger at the Amazons and the Microsofts and say, you're the cause of my, you know, high home prices.
She says it's more nuanced than that. Growth, change, and low inventory combined with the after effects of the last housing bust all play a role. Monica Spain, KPLU News.